This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my good colleague, Gene Marks, small business columnist, Guardian paper, Philadelphia Inquirer paper, other distinguished publications, a man who travels the land watching for signs of up or down for the economy, the American economy. Right now, we have a GDP number estimated on the combination of a number of expert eyes, including the Fed itself out of Atlanta. It is surprising to me. Gene, this is a surprising number. Were you surprised? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, I really was. One of the many economic sites I love to follow, and I'll give a shout out, is it's a site called Calculated Risk. It's calculatedriskblog.com. The guy that runs it is a guy named Bill McBride, and he tracks lots of economic data. He's a big fan, John, of the architectural Billings Index, like I am. He just posted today sort of a roundup of GDP predictions. He included Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, the Atlanta Fed. Those predictions for the third quarter ended, September 30th, they're coming in close to 4%, John, 4% GDP growth in the third quarter. Coupled with the fact that, we added, 170 some thousand new jobs and, unemployment rates staying mostly steady. And, you do understand why Jerome Powell is hesitant to lower interest rates, because despite what you read, there's this tale of two economies going on. You've got the economy, which is doing well. And then you've got this other part of the economy, which high inflation and, lack of consumer confidence and all these things that are dragging people back. People are fearing the holiday season isn't going to be very good. So it's a real interesting mixed bag. And I think it just comes down to the people that are staying ahead of inflation are spending their money, and the people that can't keep up with inflation are not. And that's the tale of the two economies that we're looking at right now.
On the road with Gene Marks, we go to Fort Lauderdale. Is this the office materials, Gene?
Yeah, it is. This is a conference of office material distributors and supplies for buildings. I spoke to them about AI, which I know we're going to be talking about a little bit later. Everybody's looking to automate. Same kind of story. We're here near the end of 2025, and most of these distributors had decent years, depending on the markets they were selling into. At the same time, they're also concerned, whether or not consumers will start pulling back on purchases. But I had to remind them that, ADP, who releases job numbers every month, and were looked at pretty closely during the shutdown because the Labor Department wasn't releasing numbers. I mean, they're showing that salaried workers that stay on the jobs, or their pay increases over the past year have been about 5%. And ADP is also saying people that change jobs, their pay increases were close to 7%. Inflation's at 3%. So people that are making salaries, are staying ahead of inflation pretty good. And, stock market up, they're still spending. So, hourly workers are barely keeping up, according to Paychex, with inflation. So, but it's the people that buy these kinds of supplies that are still doing okay. And I felt it my point that I wanted to make to that audience was that, your customer base, which are driven off of a lot of consumer spending, you're probably going to be okay so far. I mean, they're still spending.
Office is where AI will live for quite some decades. Okay, yes. We're going to Las Vegas. This is for farm materials. However, we begin with the Gene Marks patented at-the-curb metric of how the economy is doing. What did you find, Gene?
It's slower in Vegas. There's no question about it. I can see it. Got in a cab right away. Got checked into my hotel right away. spoke to the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association. They sell into the ag industry and other industries. And again, they are seeing some slowdowns in purchases of farm equipment this year, mainly because a lot of farmers are impacted by tariffs. And it's not just the people that are farming soybean who saw their customers, primarily China, dry up, but a lot of other farms where beef and dairy and ones that are being hit by inflation, where some people, and consumers are pulling back. Of course, that still doesn't stop these Vegas casinos, their restaurants there, from charging $150 for a 14-ounce New York strip, John. So I'm not sure when the reality is going to dawn on them that they're losing business this way. But, all in all, the industry itself is, a bit of a slowdown because they're waiting for a lot of this tariff uncertainty to get behind us.
Here comes the payoff, the architect's billings metric. All right, Gene, drum roll. What have you seen?
It's still not good. The architects, yet again, had another, month of decline. These are architects that are looking for, this is a leading indicator. The more the architects are involved, the better. That you can see ahead 6 to 12 months of big buildings and high-end residential. But for the 11th month in a row, architects buildings were in deflation area, as it was contraction, not expansion. So still a rough market for architects and the buildings that they're designing.
We go from the architects to builder confidence, another Mark specialty. This is about family formation in addition to building. Go ahead, Gene.
It is. These are home builders, and it's the National Association of Home Builders. And again, this should come as no surprise to anybody just even, peripherally following the economy that, home building and overall construction is still pretty flat. And so is sentiment among the home builders. It was flat in November. And has remained, weak as a sentiment level, really for over the past 2 years. So home builders themselves are really not seeing, a lot of great news. People are cutting prices. There's hold back on buying new homes and building new homes while interest rates are still relatively high. Everybody's waiting for these interest rates to come down and mortgage rates to come down. And that's all hinged on inflation. So it really depends on whether or not people can get a control over what inflation expectations are, and the bond market's responding to that so that mortgage rates come down. We're not seeing that yet. So, home builders are they're flat when it comes to their sentiment.
I want to go for a confidence building number before we get to the consumer sentiment. U.S. construction jobs on the rise. That's not a bad thing.
It's not. And here I am just telling you that, home building, is the sentiment is not good, but the construction industry is hiring. I mean, this is a report that just came out from the industry, said that, spending in the industry has increased this year. It added 96,000 new jobs, a 1.2% increase from the previous year. There will be not only is there a demand, will be a demand for more homes and more, properties as the market starts opening up as interest rates come down. But, there is a lot of labor that's being loosed from this market because of the immigration, cut down, which means a lot of construction firms are out there looking to hire people. And John, I know we're going to be talking about AI soon, but, one of the many bright spots of AI, you talk about, jobs that will be negatively impacted. My prediction for jobs that will be very positively impacted are people that work with their hands. You can make a really, really good living in the construction industry nowadays, more so than you could even just a few years ago. And these are jobs that AI is not going to be taken away anytime soon. So it does not surprise me that more people are moving into that industry and that construction hiring is increasing. And I think we're just getting started. We should be seeing more, I bet you, over the next few years.
Here's a puzzle. Consumer sentiment at a record low level right before Black Friday. That doesn't sound positive, Gene.
It doesn't. And this gets back to, so I have a piece coming out in The Guardian where, I rounded up a few projections for the holidays. And across the board, John, everybody that's doing projections for the holidays, this is Deloitte did one, Adobe did one, the National Retail Association, because we've got Black Friday next week. They're all projecting sales to increase over last year, but at a much lower rate than prior year increases over the year before. So it'll be a slowdown, but there will be an increase this year, which, you know, which most people are agreed on. It'll be a tale of two economies, John, during this holiday season. Like I said earlier, you've got the salaried workers that are staying ahead of inflation. They've got their stock market, you know, investments. They'll be spending. I do think there is a great number of hourly workers that are trying to keep up and are dealing with higher grocery prices. And they're not going to be spending as much during this holiday season. And that's why, you know, we're seeing sentiment overall, you know, down right now. What fascinates me about the sentiment number, John, is how this translates into actual economic numbers. I mean, we have GDP that's estimated at 4%, and yet sentiment has been so low over the past few months. How does that correlate with each other? Are these sentiment surveys even, you know, are they even worthwhile if they can't even predict what GDP is going to be? I don't know the answer to that.
Artificial intelligence, AI, it's time. Gene Marks, small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.